This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. It's awesome to have you with us, and we're chatting some nutrition now. Michael Harvey joins us once again. Michael, welcome back. Good to touch base.
Thanks, Brad. It's my favorite topic on food.
Yeah, you and me both, mate. And it's interesting, the lessons you learn in an Ironman, sometimes the biggest lessons you learn are from when times and things go wrong. And you've had a couple of things go wrong in Ironman, and a lot of it, particularly early on, was nutrition-based. You've learned some valuable lessons.
Yeah, absolutely, Brad. Well, yeah, my first Ironman was just through lack of, let's say, probably ignorance rather than arrogance. And but you know, moving on from that, I'd sort of got into a little bit more competitive things, and I'll put my hand up and say I was one of those people that looked at I guess the physique more than the function. And you know, you got to have the Ironman look and, you know, the body and all that type of thing, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get a good result. It's better off to get the result than to have the rig.
Tell me a little bit more about that. I think that's fascinating, because we see it so often, and that's probably one of the big things that when people arrive on the Big Island, they see all these ripped bodies, and it's just unbelievably fit, but that's not necessarily an indication that the person's in unbelievable nick, essentially.
Yeah, well, and that's it. Like we talked with the running, and you know, Ironman's not a speed-based thing, so I have the conversation a lot with my athletes there. Oh, you know, do I need to be a certain weight and get down to race weight? Well, effectively, if we're training your body, I believe anyway, if we're training your body correctly and we're doing the right amount of work, your body is going to balance to where it needs to be. So you don't need to go on calorie restrict or, you know, put yourself under any more duress by what you're doing nutritionally. You just need to be able to, you know, fuel that. And yeah, there's lots of trial and error. There's, you know, it's not like you just go and pick up a book and follow the instructions. There's a lot of playing around in training and stuff, but you're better off having that body fueled than running the fine line that's, you know, under fueling.
Talk to me about your Ironman nutrition strategy. How do you approach it?
It's funny because I find there's two camps. There's the more, you know, get more in and you can go faster, and there's the less is more. And I tend to be, probably the best way I've ever heard it summed up is, you should take the least amount that you need to function properly. So, you know, in that respect, so many of the issues that you hear of people, they've got, you know, GI distress and they're all clogged up and people vomiting and whatnot. And I think it's a case of that people can't actually process what they're trying to, and they're just trying to get too much in, and they're low on energy, and so they're trying to get more in. But what I believe is, if you can take it at a rate and in a substance that's going to help you absorb it very, you know, the most efficiently, so long as you're getting as much as you need in, then you don't need to go over the top. So the biggest difference I found, I was one of those people, you know, try and get more, and I even had, you know, coaches and mentors trying to, you know, you got to get more in. I just took a step back and just told it. Dial it down to what we've probably considered, you know, probably too less. So it wasn't drastically low, but it just enabled my body to process it a lot better. And from there, I've had my best results.
And the crazy thing is, it's trial and error, and what works for you, because what works for you wouldn't necessarily work for me or the next guy. So as much as you can get advice from people, you really need to figure it out for yourself.
Absolutely. And Brad, I think one of the things I find, I'm a big self-experimenter. I like to do that. But a lot of people, I think, they don't look for answers. They just sort of go, oh, I'm bloated. Oh, that's just Ironman. You know, so rather than going, all right, why am I bloated? Or, you know, what do I need to do to get rid of the bloating? So definitely asking yourself the right questions to find the answers as well.
But it also makes it pretty tough, particularly around an Ironman, is because we don't get too many opportunities to test these things out in race conditions. Yes, you want to do it in training, but there aren't too many of us that train out for however long it takes you to do an Ironman, whether it's 9 hours, whether it's 14 hours, whatever it is. It's quite a fine line and difficult balancing act.
It is. And like you said, there's at some points, if you have a problem that comes up, you know, only at 30 Ks into the run after you've done a 180 K ride and a swim will, you know, how do you simulate that in training? You can't really. But, you know, if you can get a big training day going where, if you're talking about sweating, you go and rug up so that you're drinking, you know, as opposed to if it's like in Melbourne at the moment for people training for Kona, it'd be very easy not to be drinking much because it's only about 6 degrees here in the morning. So, but if you're wearing, you know, your beanies and your gloves and all that sort of stuff, you can really get sweating. And that sort of helps you simulate better to understand what's going on. And a lot of the problems, I think, is not so much people running out of energy. It's the getting it, you know, into the stomach and getting it used as opposed to, not many people say I didn't take enough. It's usually people who've had too much, I find, anyway.
Yeah. Michael, tell me a little bit about your squads. I know you've got a pretty decent little training squad and guys and girls that you work with in Melbourne. Tell us a little bit about it. And if people want to reach out to you and maybe come work with you, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, sure. So, the squad I work with or my business that I own is Momentum Endurance Coaching. It started earlier on this year. So I've just gone and had a number of athletes and sort of grown to a squad of around about 30 athletes at the moment. Which is probably about the top of my books, to be honest, to try and keep everyone happy and get everyone sort of working. And generally speaking, it's based around long course triathlon. That's what I've, you know, spent cutting my teeth the last 10 years and really enjoy and, you know, going and doing that. So I've got people racing all over the world. We've got a couple racing at Noosa or at Moolva, I should say, at the Sunshine Coast World Championships. And you know, Ironman, I travel with all my athletes to the Australian based Ironmans to support them and to help them get through the day and give them encouragement on the sideline. And if you want to reach me, I'm on Facebook, Momentum Endurance Coaching, or online as well, momentumendurancecoaching.com.au.
Awesome stuff. What I'll do is I'll pop those links in the show notes too, Michael. Thank you very much. People can click straight through. It's as simple as that. But yeah, it's been awesome chatting and yeah, best of luck. What's next on the cards for you? What's on the immediate horizon?
Enough, Brad. I actually got an invitation today to take up Ultraman Australia next year. So that'll be the next one on the line for me.
Nice. That sounds
so awesome. Yeah, doing that and just, yeah, the rest of it's, you know, this year has been a set up the business year. So it's been a busy year that way.
Awesome stuff, Michael. That sounds brilliant. We'll be following your progress. Thanks for your time. And, yeah, much appreciated, mate.
No, I appreciate the chat, Brad. It's been great.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to putting world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminars.